Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and just give God praise. Wherever you are right now, God has allowed you to awaken this morning. God has brought you through this day, through yesterday, all week long. You're preparing for Thanksgiving, and someone else didn't make it. Come on and just give God a hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including a new teaching, life prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, and I got a word for you today. We will be in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 11. Again, that's Philippians, chapter 4, verse 11. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to both podcasts live with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. On Wednesday nights, including tonight, when I'm live at 7 p.m. Eastern on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, where there is no topic off limits and I take your questions on air, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rawsi.org. That's R-A-W-S as in Sam, I.org. But if you can't tune in live, make sure you don't miss the word by following the broadcast. That way you'll receive the recording of Daily Fire Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern via text. And on Wednesday nights when Real Talk goes live, you'll receive a reminder text which contains a link to tune in online as well as a link to call in. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You'll receive a confirmation text, and that will include today's teaching. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. Make sure you visit there today and definitely on tomorrow, because there is a Black Friday surprise that will be on there for you on tomorrow, rawsi.org. For those of you who are following by having text DF to 33222, you'll receive a text with the Black Friday surprise on tomorrow. All right, by now you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, reading from the KJV. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Not that I speak in respect of want, it said, for I have learned glory. In other words, gone through a process, a journey, a change of mindset. In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Thank the Lord for the reading of his word. Our topic for today is the test of ungratefulness. the test of ungratefulness. Are you really a grateful or an ungrateful person? Here we are, brothers and sisters, preparing for Thanksgiving. On to for tomorrow's Thanksgiving meal, no matter where you're going to eat it, and some of you may even be serving others or hosting others. And all throughout social media, we have seen that annual, post or status where people begin to list all of the things that they are, quote, thankful for, unquote. And they start, of course, with, their life, health and strength, and their family members, and they go all the way through the list. And then they tag some others in, and it becomes a challenge where you're listing what you're thankful for. And by the time people finish posting, they feel like they have fulfilled the duty of thankfulness, glory, because they have posted it, they have tagged someone, they have made sure to include everybody in the family and all of the material things they have. So now they can sit back and smile like a Cheshire cat, because truly now I've passed the test of being a grateful or thankful person. But in the scripture I just read unto you, Philippians 4:11, Paul said, I have learned glory. In other words, I have gone through enough processing to truly understand what it means to be thankful, to truly understand what it means to be grateful. And this is crucial, because a thankful heart, glory, will evidence a humble person, and a humble person will bestow compassion on others. And in bestowing compassion, the person is able to empower, improve, and help upgrade the lives of others so that God receives the glory. See, it's easy to say we're grateful, but the test of whether or not you're grateful is not answered on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving when you post your list. Nor is it answered on Thanksgiving Day when you're sitting at the table with others, or even if you're eating alone, or if you go on vacation. That's not when we truly will know if you are a grateful person. But during the other 363 days of the year, we will know if you're a grateful person by the words that come out of your mouth, by the attitude you carry, by the way you treat others. We'll know if you're grateful by the way that you spend time with the Lord. The test of gratefulness and ungratefulness. See, Paul said, I have learned in whatever state I am in, therewith to be content, not to be satisfied to the point where he's not reaching forward to the things that are before, but to first just at least pause and thank God for what he already has. See, some of you lack gratefulness. You are never at a point where you understand that just the fact that you are alive and able to listen to this word right at this very moment of whenever you're listening to it with me, be it those of you tuned in live or those who will listen to the recording later, you've gone all day up until this point, and you have not even thanked God, glory, for giving you another day. You took today for granted. You had your plans made, your tickets bought, or your cars gassed up, and you took it for granted that you would see this day. Do you know how many people planned just as you did, just as I did, but who did not awaken this morning? Alexa sounded the alarm. Their phone sounded the alarm. Somebody went in to wake them up, but their bodies were cold. They did not awaken. So Paul says, first you have to learn the art of gratefulness. Even if you only have one item of clothing to put on, someone else has nothing. Even if you live in a shack, someone else is homeless. Even if you only make minimum wage, someone else is jobless. Even if you are overweight, someone else, Glory, is sitting in the hospital today with morbid obesity. Do you understand? Even if you only have $100 in the bank, someone today has nothing. You must learn the art of gratefulness. Change your mindset. Quit complaining about everything. Quit being a negative Nancy, a jaded Jack. No matter what happens, you always find the bad in it. You are not a glass half full person, but a glass half empty person. And because of that, your life is in shambles. Your life is chaotic. Your life remains in a depressive state because you have not yet learned Glory, in whatever state you're in, to just first be happy that you made it to that point. To just first praise God because you are where you are. Because, see, God loves a praiser. God inhabits the praises of his people. God can come in when you can say, God, I thank you for where I am right now. I already know this is not the end. This is not my final destination. This is not where I'm going to end up. So I just thank you for even right now. I thank you, God, for everything you've done in my life. I thank you, God, for every door you've opened. Have you ever just stopped and said this to the Lord? I thank you, God, for my husband or wife. I thank you, God, for my children. I thank you, God, for my parents. If you don't have children, I thank you, God, for my nieces, nephews, cousins. If you don't have those, because some of you may be only children and you're the children of only children. I just thank you, God, for everything you've done for me right now. Lord, I thank you for another opportunity to make amends. Have you ever talked to God about it? I thank you, Lord, just for everything that I have. I'm learning the art, Father, of gratefulness. And as I'm grateful and happy, it even has physiological, scientific benefits because happiness releases endorphins. Feel good chemicals in your body, and you begin to feel better when you can begin to look at life through the lens of gratefulness. No, you don't have to have on rose-colored glasses where you're just walking around blind to the injustices and ills of society or whatever is going on with you, but you first at least need to stop and say, for everything that I am, for everything that I have, Lord, I've learned to say thanks, and teach others around you to say thanks. Upgrade your atmosphere and your circle. When people say, oh, this is the worst day of my life, but you have life. You have life. And as long as you have life, you can make an improvement. What can we do to make it better? Can I pray with you? What is it that you need that maybe I can help you? Even if I don't have the financial resources, maybe I have the knowledge of whom to refer you to. The art of gratefulness. Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want to change your day, if you want to change your holiday, if you want to change the remainder of this year, we're about to go into prayer, and if you want to change the rest of your life, I dare you to reposition your mind to learn how to be grateful for everything given, for everything received. First, say thanks. Learn the art of gratefulness. And I guarantee you, your whole life will improve. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Father, we praise you and we say thanks. Lord, we just glorify you. We say hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we say thank you. We say thank you. For everything you've done in us, we say thank you. For everything you're doing right now, we say thank you. For everything you're going to do, we say thank you. For life, we say thank you. For health and strength, we say thank you. Father, for a place to live, we say thank you. Father, for our right minds, we say thank you. For every blessing, every miracle, every healing, Father, we truly just can't thank you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, just looking back over our lives, all the things you've done that we did not deserve, despite our rebelliousness, despite our disobedience, despite our lack of salvation, despite our backsliding, despite our sin, Jesus, you still blessed us. You still rain down blessing, and we have no choice, God, but to be grateful, to change our minds, to change our confessions, to change our thought processes when we understand that you did not owe today to us. You had no duty to give it to us. Glory. But you did anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You did not owe this to us, Jesus. It's your mercy, God. It's your mercy. And so, Lord, we repent of our ungrateful hearts, ungrateful confessions, ungrateful lifestyle, ungrateful thoughts, ungrateful ways, ungrateful conduct, Jesus. We ask forgiveness, Lord, and we commit to you that we will now live a thankful lifestyle, a grateful lifestyle. For every day we will stop and give you thanks. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Lord, bless everyone listening. Bless them, touch them, heal them, sanctify, deliver, save, fill with the Spirit, set free, make ways, open doors, do what only you can do because only you are the sovereign God. In the name of Jesus, we receive, we believe, we will live and our lives will evidence the belief that we declare we have. We say thank you. Every one of us says thank you. Let's begin to thank him right now. Just begin to thank him. You haven't been thankful enough. Just begin to thank him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We say amen. Let's do the altar call, and then we have to end with our task. But you ought to keep praising God. Hallelujah. It's his mercy that has looked beyond your faults. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, who have not been thankful enough, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will give you thanks every day. I will make time to give you thanks. I will thank you no matter what is going on, because you owed me no duty to give me another day. In the name of Jesus, I say thank you. In the name of Jesus, I say thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to the family of Christ. Now, remember, tonight we have Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study for you at 7 p.m. Eastern. I have a great topic. You'll be able to ask questions on air. You'll be able to give me your prayer request on air, and you won't even have to say your name. So make sure you tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can just go straight to rossi.org at 7 p.m. and tune in, or even better, follow. So you'll get a text reminder at 7 p.m. with the link included to tune in online or call in. Follow by texting the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. And do not forget to go to my website tomorrow on Thanksgiving, whatever time you can go there. There's a Black Friday surprise that's going to be there for you. RAWSI.org. All right, your task for today is to stop and take time to give God thanks and to make sure you do it every day. Put it in your schedule for whatever time is best for you that has no distractions. That includes no social media. I'm not telling you how long you should be giving thanks or prayer, because that's between you and God. Praying for 2 hours doesn't make you any holier than the person who prays for 10 minutes. It's about the relationship with God. But every day for the rest of your life, you make time in your schedule that you stop and you give God thanks. And you do it with those in your household as well. All right? I love you. I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. We're going to break down that word and real talk grown folks Bible study. Be grateful. Release endorphins. Smile more. Be happier. Stay out of the mess. Stay out of drama. Stay out of gossip. Change your circle. Glory. Woo. Happy lives. Produce happy lifestyles. Happy blessings. Happy futures. Happy legacies. Jesus. Be happy.
Oh. Time coming, but I know.